Morning, Ireland. The time now is 9 minutes to eight, and Petula Martin has the business news.
Thanks, Anya. 62% of people feel they will have to cut back on food spending over the coming year in response to sharp price rises, while 53% of people worry they'll be unable to pay higher energy bills. The findings are part of the latest in the Permanent TSB research series called Reflecting Ireland. Claire Cogan is a behaviour scientist with Behaviour Wise, and she joins us this morning. Claire, there's lots in this research, but that statistic stood out. 62% of people feel they have to cut back on their food spending. It really shows the worry and anxiety that people are feeling at the moment.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a concerning rise in levels of pessimism and anxiety, even since as recently as January. 43% of us expect to be worse off over the coming year than we are now. And that's up from just 22% in January. So the last time we've seen similar levels of pessimism would have been around 9 years ago in 2013. Now, there is one silver lining in that younger people are feeling a little bit more positive about their financial future. So we've twice as many in the 18 to 24-year-old age group that expect to be better off this time next year. In fact, half of them do, compared to the population in general. But the overall sense is one of pessimism. And it's really driven by two factors. The first is uncertainty about where all of this is going, because as recently as 3 months ago, most people thought this inflationary cycle would be a temporary blip and that we'd emerge from it during the year 2022. But since the war in Ukraine, all bets are off and people don't believe anymore that it's temporary. 85% actually believe the cost of living is going to get much worse over the coming year. And then the second factor is that people are afraid that their income won't keep pace with rising costs. So we're hearing one in three expect to receive a pay increase this year. But even within that group, two-thirds don't believe it'll be enough to compensate for rising costs. And then half of us don't expect to receive a pay increase at all. So while on one level the negativity, I suppose, isn't too surprising given everything that's been going on, it does show that people are really internalising what's going on in the economy and what that means for their personal financial situation.
And Claire, people are adopting their behaviour to save money. They're switching providers where they can.
Yes, absolutely. So we've identified five coping mechanisms that people are adopting. They're starting with the low-hanging fruit. They're postponing big-ticket purchases that they would have planned, like buying a car or electronics or white goods. They're cutting back on discretionary spend, like eating out or going out for drinks, which doesn't bode too well for the hospitality industry. They're cutting back on their day-to-day expenses by changing where they shop, buying private label instead of brands. They're budgeting a lot more. So we've 8 out of 10 saying they're budgeting much more than they would have before. Some people have already cut back on, for example, car journeys because of the price of fuel. And we're seeing certain behaviours in terms of food where people are planning their meals much more simply to avoid paying more for food. And yes, consideration of switching is definitely up versus a year ago. So roughly half of us are considering switching, mainly utilities, TV broadband, our car insurance providers. Now, we're also seeing an increase in those that are considering switching bank account or mortgage, but then that's very likely driven by the departure of KBC and Ulster Bank from the market later this year. But I think if there's one key message in all of this, it's that people are really tuned in to what's happening in the economy, and they are adapting their behaviour to try and cope with what is a new reality for people.
So the optimism we might have felt as we emerged from the pandemic has well and truly dissipated at this stage. Claire Cogan from BehaviourWise, thank you for your insights on that Permanent TSB research this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30.